Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I went with a look today.
Yeah?
That I would like your honest opinion.
Don't do this to me.
Have you been holding on to this opinion since you saw me this morning?
No. What do you want my opinion? Do you want?
I noticed, first of all, the trend in both men and women's clothing have been more leisure.
Yes.
For leisure also equals formal.
Right.
And in men's clothing, I think I started noticing this about 2 years ago. Men were wearing hoodies and suit coats. Have you seen that look before?
Yes, absolutely.
I've never tried that before.
No, it's very hip and trendy.
It's very hip and very trendy. I am not doing that because what I'm wearing with my hoodie is a cardigan.
Huh?
Which I don't think ever was hip and trendy and will never ever be hip and trendy.
But you know what? I bet it's nice and warm.
Nice and toasty.
I was, to be completely honest.
Yes.
It is Morning Scramble Movie Club movie day.
Yes.
And we're going to the movies. So I too thought, how could I be more cozy?
Well, I'm going cozy and I'm also going logoed because we're out in public at a station Morning Scramble function where we may be recognized.
Right.
So I thought it best to wear something with a logo, but I doubled up.
Okay. I see this. I thought about a hoodie too, but
You did?
Yes.
We could have matched?
I don't have a lot of hoodies.
Yeah, or a lot of cardigans.
No, or hardly any cardigans. And I have also never seen the two together. It's not.
So maybe I'm a pioneer?
I think you're a fashion pioneer. You're the first to wear a hoodie cardigan combo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Circumnavigate this.
How does it feel to be the first?
Honored.
It's like you and Neil Armstrong, all of the first.
Among the first. The Wright brothers. Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah. Some of the firsts.
Henry T. Ford.
They are going to remember you.
I hope to be added to that list.
No, they're going to remember your name.
Good.
First guy to try it.
A cardigan with a hoodie. That's me. I did it.
Surprise. And they said it couldn't be done.
I said it couldn't be done.
Look at you.
And they said it shouldn't be done. And he said, yes, it should.
For testing the limits of fashion, Danson Eric Hansen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
Yeah, sorry. Applause. Everybody has to applaud.
I hope I get taught in a second grade classroom someday. Just a very basic primer.
Yeah.
On how I was faced with a challenge one day.
It'd be nice.
The challenge of I had two pieces of clothing that had only seen about 5 minutes of wear one day. So I set them aside to wear them again and I wore them together.
And children, he was so brave.
He was. That's how the book ends.
A lot of people would have been afraid, but he was not afraid.
Not Dancing Eric Hansen. Needs to be really simply
dancing,
written. Dancing.
Eric.
I think for that, they don't quite understand apostrophe words at second grade.
Right.
So it's dancing.
For children, it's Dancing Eric.
Yeah,
Hansen.
I mean, that's a multi-syllabic word, second grade. We got to make sure they get it.
Well, good for you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, way to be the first.
Breaking barriers on a Tuesday morning.
Who would have thought? And I want to see the newest museum. It just opened up in Vancouver. It is called the Museum of Personal Failure.
Once again, look at me.
Hello.
This might be an exhibit.
Perhaps one day. We'll see how it's received by the general public. Right now, it's a pop-up. It's not permanent. But I think that this idea could be a permanent thing. It's just somebody who had an idea, Evan Collins. It's like, you know what? Had a breakup, failed relationship. And he decided, he was inspired, let's just make this a thing. So there's all sorts of artifacts, a dead plant, a plant he accidentally killed, a divorced woman's wedding dress.
Are these just his things?
Things that he's collected from friends, people that have
like the computer where I lost my 11th grade term paper.
Yes.
Because I hit delete or something.
That computer.
That's personal failure.
They've got a wall of rejected job applications.
That's great.
Because, of course, who hasn't been rejected for a job, right? You're not quite right.
Do they have a room of just, oops, reply all?
Yes. Oh, Have you ever texted your boss?
And or love you to the wrong person?
Oh. There's got to be like a digital room where that you just get like all those cringe messages at the same time hammered at
yes.
you.
Oh. It's just one of those display.
Yeah.
Scoreboard things.
It's like, it's nice because it's like, this is what failure looks like. And it's a good reminder to people that failure is okay.
I mean, there's a little schadenfreude there too. You're taking a little pleasure in other people's pain.
Yes.
But also because most of those rooms you've experienced, right?
Yes. Everybody kind of understands what it's like to have those moments where it's like, well, things didn't go the way I planned.
I love that idea.
I think this is a good idea. And I say this museum stays open for good.
I hope it tours. Because
yes.
I'm not making a trip to Vancouver anytime soon, but you throw that thing over in Chicago, yeah. I'm in.
Hello.
That'd be fun.
Agreed.
That'd be a good day trip.
Agreed.
Until my tire goes flat.
Of course it would.
Or I run out of gas.
You wouldn't make it.
Then I become my own exhibit.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind,
well,
Claire?
Here's the deal. Dan Snarkanson, do you remember how old you were when you learned how to whistle?
I do not know how old I was, but I think I do it pretty well.
You do now?
Yeah. I'm also fascinated how people can match pitch very well when whistling, and do we have that ability to do that?
Some people are just better whistlers. My mother recalls when she was a child that the whistle guy from the Andy Griffith Show came to school.
He did?
Yeah, and like taught the kids how to whistle, which... Yeah, that guy.
You're good, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I remember specifically the time I learned to whistle because my teacher in first grade was reading a book about a boy who needed to whistle to get his dog to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he like forced himself to whistle. And I was inspired by the boy in the book. And I was like, I'm going to learn how to whistle, too. And eventually it just worked. However, I cannot get my youngest to learn how to whistle. It's just not working. I know it's not like a necessary skill, but it is something I'd like her to know how to do.
It's all in the embouchure, right? It's in the...
Well, how do you describe embouchure to the kid?
Use that word. Tell her. Look it up.
Look it up.
I don't know how to tell you how to do this.
I know. It's so hard to describe to a person.
So does she just...
Right now,
she tries?
She's going...
That's humming.
I know.
She's kazooing.
I know. She's a human kazoo. But she's like, I can't do it. Oh, well. And it really bothers me, but it doesn't bother.
Are there people who can't whistle?
Is that a thing?
That's a good question.
An actual thing? Or is it like, you're just not trying hard enough? I don't know.
Well, like any skill, it takes practice. I could probably eventually roll my R's. I'm not good at it.
No, I think there's something like with your tongue, you can't do it.
Oh, then I can't do it.
No, give up.
This makes me sad because I wanted her to follow in your footsteps. Remember when we were going to release the album? Morning Scramble Whistles
the
Hits.
Hits.
Oh, that was some of our best work.
She's never going to be able to contribute to the album.
She won't.
Oh.
How are we going to have a part two?
Right.
Or a part three?
Come on, Cora. Learn to whistle.
There are presently three people in this building right now. Me, you, producer Ben.
Yeah.
There are two people in this building that steal things from hotels. Me and producer Ben.
Oh, no.
That's it. There
Extra
it is.
Extra roll of toilet paper. That's not for you, Ben.
Well, I will help myself to an extra mouthwash or shampoo.
Sure.
Or coffee pod. I have never stolen a roll of toilet paper. Who does that?
The toilet paper isn't up for grabs, Ben.
That stays in the house, Ben. Don't take hotel toilet paper.
Shame on you, Ben.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The president returns to Iowa today in what's described as the first stop in weekly campaign-related travel.
Hmm.
President will visit an Iowa business and then speak in Clive. Why Iowa? Well, considering we have a governor seat that is up, right?
Yeah.
Joni Ernst is not running.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two seats. And then there are some pundits who say a few of our congressional districts are a toss-up right now regarding which party could possibly win. So sounds like it's a rally of the troops sort of message coming our way a little bit this afternoon as the president sets down in Clive, which, good news, that means we don't have a traffic issue here.
True.
I mean, the cool thing, though, is our airport can handle Air Force One. It can also handle 1.6 million passengers, because that is the record number of people who flew through CID last year. The Eastern Iowa Airport shattered its annual passenger record for the third consecutive year, welcoming more than 1.6 million travelers. That's up 6% over last year. Also, the first time they had 12 record months in a row.
Wow.
Big year for the airport last year. The five airlines serving our airport noticed these things. This is why this is a big deal. They've added increased capacity. So the flight times are staying the same. We're not adding more flights, but they're putting planes with more seats here, showing that our airport brings the business that the airlines want. And we keep this up, then you get more flights, and then you get new destinations.
Love it.
So keep up the great work. CID offering nonstop flights to 17 different destinations. Let's get you what's got us feeling all right. I take coffee pods from hotels, and I take great nonprofit ideas if I can find them. Check this out.
And pass them on.
Yes. A group of high schoolers in Virginia are fixing up old cars and giving them to single-parent families who need help with transportation. So this is much like, think of our area schools that do home builds. Same concept, but instead of giving houses to families, you're giving cars to families. We have to have automotive programs at our high schools.
That is so smart.
I know Kirkwood, when we would do downtown at the Linn County in Hiawatha, they had an auto shop.
Sure.
Why not get this program going in Linn County?
I love that.
Or anywhere Kirkwood touches. Two dozen kids work on cars each semester. Since 2018, they have gifted 60 cars to help 260 families.
That is such
a huge... Or 260 people, because you serve more than one person per car. But how cool is that?
In our area, transportation, like, it's, it's so hard.
Think of this morning, and you're running around, and you got to get somewhere, and you don't have a reliable car.
Yeah.
And you get this from a local nonprofit or a school does
what
this program.
What a gift. It's easier to get your child to and from where they need to be.
I think this one is ripe for the picking. So go for it, anybody.
You hear about it and you've got a shop, go for it.
Go. If you have a shop and want to donate cars to people, go for it.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Kanye West has an album that's coming out on Friday unless he, at the last minute, changes his mind and pushes it back. And he, knowing that he has an album coming out, is once again saying he's sorry. He's said a lot of disgusting, Nazi-loving, anti-Semitic things over the years. He took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal, apologizing for all of that horrifying stuff, blaming his bipolar disorder plus brain damage he allegedly suffered in a 2002 car accident.
Okay.
He says, I'm not a Nazi or an anti-Semite. I love Jewish people. I regret and I'm deeply mortified by my actions in that state, and I am committed to accountability, treatment, and meaningful change. He said he lost touch with reality and became detached from his true self. Fortunately, his wife, Bianca Censori, encouraged him to get treatment, and he has.
So did your ex-wife, a lot.
Yes.
The mother of your children.
Let me take you back to 2022, when he said some terrible things, lost his Adidas deal. He apologized in 2023 when he had a new track coming out with Ty Dolla $ign and Lil Durk. And then the hatred came flooding back in 2025. He had a song called Heil Hitler that he released. And so, Kanye, I'm sorry. I don't accept your apology. Thank you. Sydney Sweeney is probably going to be in a little bit of trouble. She doesn't know how much, but she snuck up to the Hollywood sign under the cover of darkness, climbed on those big letters that spell out Hollywood, and hung bras from them.
That's not good.
It's not a great business decision. It was all to promote.
Sounds like a small town bar in Iowa, by the way.
It does. It sounds like a fun little, like, gotcha.
Yep.
She had a camera crew with her, so she did it to promote her new lingerie line, which is called Cern.
Say again?
Cern. It's Cern? With a Y. Cern.
S-Y-R-N?
Cern.
Cern.
I don't know why I'm saying it so weird. Cern.
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 The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce owns the sign.
Yeah.
And the intellectual property rights to it. So she had permission to film the Hollywood sign, but she didn't tell them that she was going to touch it, she was going to climb on it, and she was going to hang unmentionables from it.
So cleaning fee, number one.
Number one.
Two, you may now not get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Isn't that also a Chamber of Commerce thing?
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
They sent her a letter. I don't know why they didn't just call, but they sent a letter. It's like, please reach out to us so we can discuss what happened and come to some sort of agreement.
Because a letter makes it formal.
I know.
If you get a letter that like is on legal letterhead,
right.
Like, ooh, they're serious.
Or do they just want money?
Both.
Hello.
Right.
You're going to have to pay for damages.
It's Hollywood. Yes. It's all about making deals.
Yeah, true.
Sure.
True.
They also just got a little publicity, did they not?
Yes, right? You did.
That's how that game is played.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we missed Dolly Parton's 80th birthday. That was a big deal. I knew it was coming and then like got to the day of and just kind of forgot. We're not going to miss Ken's birthday.
As in Barbie's Ken?
Barbie's Ken. Yes. I'm just Ken from the Barbie movie. It's turning 65 in March.
Wow. Looks yeah. great for 65.
Doesn't he? He actually came out 2 years after Barbie. So he's just a little bit of a younger gentleman. But did you know that he has a full name? It's not just Ken.
No. Was this in the movie?
No. They never mentioned this. I don't know how this got lost
is
in history
like
times.
Kenneth Reginald Johnson?
You are so close. Kenneth is right.
Well, I figured as much. Is it all three names,
though?
I had
a hunch.
I'm pretty, knowing also that was my dad's name, pretty good shot on Ken.
You are good at knowing the full name of Ken. Kenneth Sean Carson.
Sean Carson?
S-E-A-N.
Ken Sean Carson?
Ken Sean Carson. He was named after the son of Mattel's co-founders, Ruth and Elliot Handler, which I don't know why he didn't get Handler, but he got Carson.
No kidding.
Well, we are not going to miss it, okay? 65 years old in March, okay?
Yeah.
March, Ken, let's not miss this one.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I got to put it in my calendar. I got to set a reminder. We're not going to miss it.
Hey, if we can make up a birthday for Mr. Shucks, you and I can make up a birthday for Ken.
We can do this.
Sean Carson. I'm sorry, Kenneth.
His full name, please.
Kenneth Sean Carson.
I'm going to put Kenneth Sean Carson's 65th birthday in my calendar, and I'm not going to remember who that is.
You're going to ask it around the building. Who?
Does anybody remember who Kenneth Sean Carson is?
Jenna's address? We're going to send a card.
They're like, Claire, it's just Ken. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You know, sometimes Valentine's Day just doesn't feel great. Like, I'm not looking forward to celebrating it. It's going to be all these lovey-dovey couples, and I'm not feeling it this year.
Some people, you don't mind it, but it might take you back to a moment that you didn't like it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
yeah.
that, those days?
It can be triggering.
I just remember in high school, February, I just never liked as a month. It's cold.
Yeah.
Like, you had to celebrate, especially in high school.
I remember my first Valentine's Day in college thinking, like, they, like, had a special singles dinner for everybody. I'm like, I don't want to go to this. I don't want to be, like, ugh.
There's even the pressure of the, we do it in our office, but I go back to my grade school days of the make the shoebox into the Valentine's mailbox.
Aww.
And, like, did you get one from somebody? Did you not get one? How did you write on the ones you gave to other people?
What did the message say to
yes.
you?
Valentine's just brings up a wellspring of emotions. And that is the inspiration for our Broken Hearts breakfast.
Yeah. Sometimes you might not be looking forward to Valentine's Day. We got you. If that is the case, we're going to start Friday, February 13th off with a big bang for our Broken Hearts breakfast winners. We're going to get five people to join us at a breakfast. It's going to be hosted by HEA Bookstore, by the way.
A brand new bookstore in Cedar Rapids, our good friend Jen. So she is hosting. We're also guaranteeing some prizes for everybody from her location. And I think it's that time around the table, as I look back on our last two. We've done this once at Feedwell. We did it also at the Doubletree.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about getting a group of people that don't know each other together, but they have some commonality and they've got something they want to get off their chest.
Right. Camaraderie. People who know what you're going through, understand and can empathize with you. Plus, speaking of like understanding what you're going through, we like to use something we call smash therapy.
Rage rooms became a thing a couple of years ago, and we're actually going to bring kind of a portable rage room to this event. So whatever the trigger that gets you a seat at the table, and by the way, submit those, please, scramble at kzia.com. You get an opportunity to just get it out. We're going to give you a ceramic heart. You get to write the thing that done you rotten on it. We're going to outfit you in safety goggles, and then we're going to hand you a hammer and that ceramic heart, and we'll let you go to town.
Yeah, and it could be anything. Whatever's got you down in the dumps about Valentine's Day. We've had people telling us about like their ex-husband. We've had bad bosses. Whatever it is in your life that it's like, oh, I'm just frustrated right now and I'm not feeling Valentine's Day.
Maybe friendship or something dissolved around the holidays, right? Mm-hmm. And you're still kind of carrying that with you going already a month and a half into the new year. Whatever it is, we just want to hear all of it. We invite you to submit your story right now. Scramble at KZIA.com. That is your first step to get in. Did we mention necklaces from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers?
No, you know what? We forgot. Everybody is going to get a little something on this Valentine's Day, thanks to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Very excited about that. Plus, more prizes as well.
Broken Hearts Breakfast. Tell us your story of a broken heart at scramble at KZIA.com.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
We've got all of your favorites coming your way. We've got the Broken Hearts Breakfast with the Morning Scramble. We're also getting excited coming up later in February. We've got Z102.9's Gowntown back on your calendar.
The date's going to be the Saturday, February 21st. We'll run at noon till 3. High school students who need a prom dress or accessories, they will be available for free. New location this year, Knoll Ridge Christian Church, C Avenue in Boyson. So 7111 C Ave. That's, northeast side of Cedar Rapids. At this point, it's all about the donations.
Right. So if you've got a pair of shoes that's like, you know what? I honestly have not worn these heels since I can't remember when. Or some accessories. Or even better yet, an actual prom dress that's just kind of collecting dust in your closet. We would love to take it off your hands.
Back in the day, the idea was eliminate space because dresses used to be bigger. Things have slimmed down recently. Yeah. But somebody called yesterday to give us a great point. You're not only making more space in the closet, you're also cleaning up your closet floor.
How about getting rid of all that extra glitter?
Yes.
There it is.
The sequins that are littering the bottom of the closet.
Yes, the sequins and the glitter that the cats are eating that they shouldn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Save the cats.
Save the cats. Yes. Donate the dresses.
The cats. There you go.
So not only are you going to brighten a high schooler's prom by giving them a free dress, you're also saving cats.
Save your cat. Donate a dress to Z102.9's Gowntown.
I'll tell you what, we've got three donation locations, two in Cedar Rapids, one in Iowa City. Links to the address, and then you can also find out the hours. But Citywide Cleaners, which is off of 51st Street Northeast in Cedar Rapids, that's been a new location for them. Also new this year, Nature's Way Cleaners off of Blair's Ferry Road Northeast. So those are two in Cedar Rapids.
Yep. If you're in Iowa City, you can drop it off at Discerning Eye right in there inside the door. Joni's got a box in there. Just drop the dress in there.
Yep. We'll take everything from there. But for now, it's all about those donations, primarily dresses. But really, looking at the last couple of years of inventory, shoes. We need shoes.
We definitely need shoes, which anybody can play on that one, right?
Yes.
You don't have to have them be specific prom shoes, just any kind of formal dress shoe.
All of that donation information right now on the website, kzia.com.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
I think the word criminal is a little too harsh.
Well,
I would like to use the term loopholer. I find loopholes and I exploit them.
There's a gray area sometimes. And you like to kind of paint in that space.
I do.
You just roll around in the gray area.
One of those areas, very, very specifically, is the accoutrements provided by your standard everyday hotel room. Back in the day, you used to get all of the shampoo, conditioner that you wanted.
Individual little bottles,
yes.
Right? And you could take those.
Yes.
If you didn't use it all, I'd like use it once. There's still some left.
Horrible for the environment. Oftentimes, we would take and ask for more because then I would actually donate them to like a local shelter.
That's nice.
Which is much appreciated. Except for the mouthwash. I hoard mouthwash. Anyway.
You're so weird. You also steal the coffee.
Okay, let's get to that for a second. So most of these places now have an individual coffee pot, K-cup machine. And yeah, I'm only drinking one of those pods, and they give you four. So every morning, three magically disappear. They think I'm drinking four that day. They don't know, nor do they care, because you know what? The next day, four reappear again.
I don't know. To me, that's a gray area.
Like, I just enjoyed four lovely coffees this past week that I got when we were in Chicago a couple weeks ago.
They're not even that good!
It's okay. It's free. No, it's
like, that'll do coffee.
It's still free
it's
coffee.
Free.
Now, there's a category in the hotel room I would never consider taking, but I realized that producer Ben and I might be cut from the same cloth. Producer Ben, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Hi. So first of all, you start by saying some of us. Are you a fellow loopholer?
I am.
Yes. Okay.
If you're paying, say, $200 for the night for the hotel or $100, whatever you're paying, like, there's things that are included in that cost.
You think that an extra roll of toilet paper is included in the cost of your stay?
It's put there as an amenity so you can replace it. And they don't know how much toilet paper
you're using. I think it's actually a necessity more than an amenity.
What?
But that I've never considered.
It's not like I'm lying and like packing in my bag. And then, oh, I need three more rolls of toilet paper, please. And then packing those in my bag. It's just one spare one that's sitting there. And I'm just going to grab it and take it with me because I already paid hundreds of dollars for this hotel room.
But it's not even good toilet paper.
It's not good toilet paper.
No, you're right. It's not good toilet paper.
I don't understand. You like kleptomaniacs. You just keep taking things that
you already paid all this
want.
Money and you're like grabbing this other stuff. Like if there's shampoos or whatever, you may as well
the
grab
hotel
the toilet paper.
Room cost any less.
You're just throwing
Maybe
stuff in your
Maybe that's
bag.
Why the prices are going up. I didn't consider that.
Exactly. It's because of people like you guys that are stealing everything from the hotel.
It's not stealing. I don't take like the blankets and stuff like you were talking about. I would never take
a towel.
Okay. Would you take a robe?
No. And they're actually, if anything is marked in the room, don't touch this or we'll charge you. The robe usually has a little dangling thing on the hanger.
True.
Yes. I would never take a TV. I would never.
No. Why would anyone take the TV? Is obviously not up for. Will you take the bed?
Imagine Eric, walking out carrying a large TV out the front door.
If I got a ground floor room with a sliding door,
what?
The bed is now under conversation.
No, it's not. Why would you even consider taking the bed?
Can we get a rollaway in here, please? The couch.
Oh.
Artwork.
None of that stuff is up for grabs.
A lamp. I take the pad of paper and the pen.
What?
Yes, I always take the pad of paper and the pen.
I've never done that, but it's a good idea.
It's a great idea. It's
I'll
also
start doing that.
It's usually logoed or branded to their hotel chain. They want you walking around with their stuff. They want you to take it.
I don't want to even touch anything. Like
really?
Yeah, I don't.
Or is it an ick factor, or like it's just it goes against your
it's
halo
not,
nature?
It's not mine.
You
it's
paid
my,
for it.
My well, halo nature.
And the toilet paper, it's not like it's unwrapped. Like it's individually in one of those little wrapping.
Yeah.
So it's
technically a Christmas present.
It's like back. It's to save time and a convenience for you if you should need it.
Maybe you need it, just not in that room.
Yeah, if I don't need it, I already paid for the room. I'm taking it with me.
Okay, I feel like we're heading into jury in a hurry territory here.
Possibly.
I don't know if you should be stealing toilet paper from hotels.
Not stealing.
I'm going to try. We're going to Chicago this weekend. I'm going to take a roll and see how I feel on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.